The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. The authors argue that it is possible to build and lead companies that retain a deeper purpose. Tata calls for companies to launch corporate lifeboats, such as new business experiments in next-generation clean technologies and serious business initiatives in the underserved space at the base of the pyramid to transform their operations for sustainability in. Why Making Money is Not Enough, written by Stuart L. Hart, Aarti Sharma, and Christian Sikkar. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Opinion and Analysis. There is a persistent myth in the contemporary business world that the ultimate purpose of a business is to maximize profit for the company's investors. However, the maximization of profit is not a purpose. Instead, it is an outcome. We argue that the best way to maximize profits over the long term is to not make them the primary goal. Profits are like happiness in that they are a byproduct of other things. Happiness, for example, can stem from having a strong sense of purpose, meaningful work, and deep relationships. Those who focus obsessively on their own happiness are usually narcissists and end up miserable. Similarly, companies need a purpose that transcends making money. They need sustainability strategies that recognize that you can make money by doing good things rather than the other way around. Purpose is not about corporate strategy or tactics. These are both means to ends. Purpose is also not about social responsibility, which is simply a tool for managing reputation. Purpose is not even about corporate mission, which might be nothing more than an aspiration to dominate a particular marketplace. Rather, purpose is a spiritual and moral call to action. It is what a person or company stands for. We believe it is possible to build and lead companies that retain a deeper purpose. 20 years ago, when the movement for corporate sustainability first started to gain momentum, people spoke in terms of the need for fundamental change over the next decade or two. Now, two decades later, there is some good news and some bad news. The good news: a few corporations and entrepreneurs have begun to experiment with transformational strategies. Indeed, clean technology has become a fashionable investment category. And base-of-the-pyramid business models targeting products and services to the world's poor have become common. Now for the bad news. We have not yet begun to fundamentally change the trajectory of the global economy. Indeed, over the past two decades, we have added more than 2 billion people to the global population and further intensified our ecological footprint on the planet. The science is clear. We have overshot the carrying capacity of the planet, and serious repercussions are now inevitable. There is no more time to waste. For companies, the time has come to launch corporate lifeboats, such as new business experiments in next-generation clean technologies and serious business initiatives in the underserved space at the base of the pyramid. Now is the time for corporations to transform their operations for sustainability and to strategically design, incubate, and commercialize socially inclusive businesses and environmentally beneficial technologies, particularly in developing countries. We are in urgent need of sustainable business practices and technologies that are profitable for companies and simultaneously deliver economic, social, and environmental benefits for the developing as well as the developed worlds. We are in urgent need of companies that have a greater purpose than making money. This segment is excerpted from Why Making Money is Not Enough, written by Stuart L. Hart, Aarti Sharma, and Christian Sikkar, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.